Welcome to the Real Music segment. I'm your host, Minister Mercy, and I want to thank you all for returning to the Real Music segment for the second season. And Real stands for Rap Evangelist Altering Lives. Rap Evangelist Altering Lives. And if you are a returning listener or viewer, you're going to notice a couple of changes. The first change is that we've gone to a shorter format, and we try to keep the format down to close to around about 15 minutes if possible, depending on the content. And also, we have an overall theme for the entire season. The particular theme for this season is how to rep God in an ungodly generation, or how to represent God in an ungodly age. And what does that mean? Basically, what that means is, because we're pertaining it specifically to Christian MCs. So basically what that means is, how does a Christian MC represent Christ in an era that's intolerant and even hostile towards the gospel and godliness? So we've been talking about that, and each week what we'll do is we'll have a discussion. We'll discuss one key to representing God in this era. In an ungodly era, we'll actually discuss that. We'll hit on a couple of topics, and one of the other things that we'll do is we'll spotlight a Christian MC or a rap evangelist who is actually demonstrating how to boldly represent God in an ungodly age. And you know, as I said before, you know, I always like to put out a disclaimer because you know, regardless of the MC that I choose for that particular week, it's not saying that I am in agreement with every single thing that they hold to be true or whatever doctrine they may be standing on. That's not what this is about. It's about basically letting people see different MCs who are actually demonstrating what we're talking about that particular week, or have demonstrated such in the past. You know, one of the things that you'll know from history, and if you're a music person, that as far as, you know, you like the history of music and the background of different people who are artists, you know, sometimes you'll find in the secular world that a lot of the musicians, songwriters, famous singers of that such, you'll notice that a lot of them started off in the church, and then they went to a different genre, or they branched out and went out into the secular industry. And so, you know, it's not abnormal to see that. And while, you know, I'm not condoning that, I'm not condoning, you know, forsaking, you know, your first love and forsaking, you know, God, to go forward into the world and chase after the things of this world. I'm not condoning that by any means, but I just want to say that sometimes, you know, sadly, it's not abnormal to see that. And so, you know, so from time to time, you might see present someone who in times past may have represented God to the fullest, but then, you know, for whatever reasons, they're not doing that as much these days. So, you know, and that's not to say that, that these people have lost their salvation or anything like that. You know, that's not what I'm saying. But basically what I want to do is I want to encourage people to continue to be unashamed of the gospel, to continue to be representatives of Christ in an ungodly generation. So that's what this particular season is all about. So what's the key that we want to talk about this week? Well, that brings me to the point. The point is, for this week, is to be a spokesman or a spokesperson for God. You know, one of the ways that we are to represent Christ and represent God in an ungodly era as Christian MCs is to remember that we are spokes spokesman or a spokesperson for the one who sent us. We are representatives of the one who sent us. And I'm going to read the scripture. And basically, that scripture is found in 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter in the 20th verse. And the Apostle Paul writes, we are Christ's representatives, and through us, God is calling you. We beg you on behalf of Christ to become reunited with Christ. Now, that's one translation. And in another translation, it says that we are ambassadors for Christ. And that through God, through us, God is calling others to be reconciled to God. You know, and so it's important that we remember that we are representatives. We are spokesmen. We are spokespersons, spokesmen for the one who sent us. And so we were commissioned to, I'm talking specifically to Christian MCs, rap evangelists. You know, one of the reasons we were called into the arena of literature and the arts is to make an impact for the glory of God as we present the gospel of Christ Jesus. So we have been sent. We have been commissioned and sent for a reason. You know, we were gifted for a reason. And so that reason is so that we are to be ambassadors. We are to be spokesmen for the one who sent us. And this is important because as an MC or anyone, you know, when you have that microphone in your hand, when you have the mic in hand, you are a spokesperson for somebody. You know, you're a spokesman for someone, you know. And so who are you representing? You know, the question is, who are you going to represent? You know, are you going to represent the world and the one who is the God of this age? You know, that's what the Bible calls the enemy. You know, he's been given, you know, a free reign, so to speak, but it's also it's under God's control, but he's been given, you know, free reign due to the fall in the garden. So, you know, he's able to do things in this age where he's a small g. You know, he's a small g, you know. So he's the principality, you know, he's the prince of the air, you know. So right now, you know, there are people who are representing, you know, the evil one, you know, and there are those who have been called to represent the true and living God, you know, the big G, you know, and that's who we are. We have been called to represent. So, you know, when you think about it, when you get that microphone in your hand as an MC, you're representing someone, you know. So who are you going to represent? You know, as a Christian MC, you know, we bear the name of Christ. We are his representatives. And what are we supposed to be speaking? You know, we're not given a license to just speak whatever we want to. Of course, we have freedom. We have liberty in Christ. But the Bible says that not all things edify. Not all things are expedient. You know, we're not to use our liberty to cause others to stumble. Instead, we've been given the word of reconciliation. You know, which means that we are representatives on this earth, and we've been given a word that is to call people into a relationship to be reunited or reconciled with God. And so that's what we are to represent. That's what we are to speak. And that's what we've been called to do, commissioned to do. And so that's why it's important for us to remember that we are spokesmen. We are we have been called to be spokesmen. And so, you know, one of the things that I want to stress as we go forward into this season is that this is not about getting it perfect. This is not about, you know, being able to say, you know, I do it better than you, or you do it, you know, you do it worse. That's not what this is about. We're not supposed to compare ourselves to others, because, you know, the Bible says that's not wise. You know, when we compare ourselves to one another, that's not wise. You know, if you're going to compare to anything, you know, attempt to compare yourself to the true measuring stick, God's measuring stick, which is the Son. So, you know, if you do that, we all fall short. Okay. We all fall short of the glory of God, you know. So, you know, before we get it twisted and try to get it, you know, in our head that we are better than the next man, you know, remember that we all fall short when compared to the true measuring stick, who is Christ. So, you know, don't get it twisted. When I come to you and I'm sharing these things, I'm not coming from the vein of, oh, you know, this is what I do, and so, you know, I'm doing it better than you. You know, that's not what it's about. But I am here to encourage and admonish people to go forward into what God has called us to do in these last and evil days, in these perilous times, you know, because we are living in perilous times. We are living in an ungodly age. And so how do we represent, you know, Christ in a ungodly age as Christian MCs? So one of the things for this week that I want you to remember is, you know, you're going to represent someone some way, somehow, when you get that microphone, you know. And so one of the things that I want you to remember is, as a Christian MC, who sent you? Who are you representing? You know, you can't represent God in an ungodly generation if you forget that you are his spokesperson. We weren't sent here to speak the things that we want to speak, to wax philosophical, or to, you know, to try to show people that we are this and that, you know, to try to use our gift to amass great wealth and fame. That's not what we were sent here for. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and go to a video for this week, the video for this week, and spotlight one of the MCs that, you know, and when you listen to this, you know, the MC that I'm going to spotlight this week, you know, there's some controversy here and there, you know, within certain circles of whether or not this brother is still representing like he was at one time, you know. And truly, man, that's for God. That's for God to judge. But, you know, I can say, you know, that some of his earlier work is some of the, you know, most powerful work that I have, you know, come across, you know, as far as his body of work. And I loved it, you know. Not to say that any of his newer stuff is any less showing less talent or less skill set. You know, I just, you know, some of the former works that he had put forth, I really enjoy. And I think it's because, you know, so it was more explicitly and more unapologetically Christian and Christ focus. But anyway, you know, that's neither here nor there. You know, what I want you to do is check out this video. Represent, get drunk, represent, get drunk. If you know you reppin' Jesus.
might be a shock, but I'ma blow your spot. Come on, truthfully embracing that love ain't trying to pop stuff. Heard your pops locked up, baby sister knocked up. All your old boys from the block is getting shot. Come on, I feel your pain, homie. I got the same story. But since you came to Christ, you got to bring his name glory. Number living in the darkness. Number living heartless. Cause you got that Holy Spirit dwelling inside your carcass. Your life been changed up, rearranged up. You've been reborn and you don't have to do the same stuff. You live regenerate, you get the benefit of Christ crucified. But you got the living and God's forgiven and the forgiveness is unlimited. But stop and represent. To the drop, to the birds, calling out to the cats who be dropping the word. Who be representing Christ, not ashamed, share his life, catching flag for his box in the world. To the cats that represent him well, while putting a cross on the move. As they're reaching for the cats, they're stamping in the hail while they boss in new shoes. Got the cats and they boss in new coups. Sacking hood rats, doing the do. Hacking a fool, better jigger the figure, pulling the trigger with vigor to make them bigger. Need to get in with the cops, great nigga. Cause you live a life of sin, the way Jesus is death. Living by the gun, that's the way in a death. But if you're living a life and living it right, put your fist in the sky with all of your might till you ain't got a breath. Chasing all hard due to heavy preparation. Thirsting for the Lord with heavy elevation. But you ain't far, you a pull us in a car. Cause you love the Lord and his habit of salvation. Reppin' like Stephen, getting stoned for the stone you believe in, or slinging a stone into the dome of the heathen Philistine.
Get crumb, represent.
Probably know that was Lecrae and Tedashi, and you know, like I said, I'm not gonna get into the debate of whether or not, you know, what the brother doing now is, you know, whatever, you know, and some of the things that's been said by him and some of the other MCs that have quote unquote cross are crossing over into the mainstream or whatever like that. You know, I'm gonna let God be God, you know, and so what I do have to say is that as far as representing Christ in the ungodly generation, that song right there is kind of like the epitome of what I'm speaking about, you know. And even at the end, when you go back to at the end, when he says, you know, what you ashamed of, you know, and you know, you got to understand that the one who sent us, you know, he understands that what it means to be rejected of men. You know, he came, Christ came, and he was rejected of men. He was rejected. The Bible calls him the stone that the builders rejected. So, but he became the cornerstone. So one of the things that, you know, I believe that a lot of people get mistaken is that when we're sent out like this, that we are sent out and we are sent out to be accepted of men, or that we are to be well received for the message that we bring. And as if that the more accepted we are and the more accepted our message is, the more successful we are. And so we begin to do things to become accepted of men. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we have to understand is that while we have been sent forth, we've been given a message. That message is the message that God gives us. That message is a message of reconciliation. That message is that through Christ, you are able to come to know the true and living God, you know, because of what he did on the cross. So, and through him, you have forgiveness of sins. You know, we're not sent forth to condemn anybody or to try to send nobody to hell. You know, that's not what this is about. That's not what the gospel is about. The gospel is good news, you know. And so what we are to do is to go forth with that message of reconciliation and not worry about how well received we are. Christ wasn't well received. Now, he was received pretty good when he was doing miracles for people and stuff like that. But soon after that, you know, when he began to really let them know, hey, look, I'm the Son of God, you know, and I'm not here for, you know, all of this and this and that. You know, I'm here to do my Father's business, to be about my Father's business. And part of his Father's business was to go to the cross, you know, so that we, you know, could receive eternal life. You know, he was accursed so that we could become blessed. You know, the reason why I'm blessed today is not because of what I have, is because that Christ took upon himself the curse of my sin. So that is the word of reconciliation, you know. And, you know, me, whether or not you accept me or not, or you know, or like what I'm doing or like my message, you know, that doesn't change the fact that we've been given the word of reconciliation. This is the ministry of reconciliation. You know, if you go and you read the verse before in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, if you read the verse before, it says, Paul explains that God was reconciling himself in Christ, not counting men's trespasses against them, and has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Okay? And then he goes in and say, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Okay? So he has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We've been commissioned, and we have been committed the message of reconciliation. So, you know, when we get distracted by trying to cater the word, or cater our delivery to become more accepted by the people we're supposed to send a message to, it becomes a slippery slope. And that's one of the things that I want to stress to people today is, you know, remember who sent you. Remember who you are a spokesperson for. You know, remember whose message and what that message is. You know, remember that he came before us and gave us an example. You know, he shows us that, you know, if we're going to be associated with him, that the world is going to reject us, you know, because it rejected him. You know, so the message that we have is not one that's going to be widely accepted, no matter what you do. You know, you can dress it up and try to do whatever you want to do, but that's not going to help. You know, trying to water it down and compromise the message and things like that, that's not going to help. You know, people are not going to receive the message that way. You know, first and foremost, and we'll probably talk about this, you know, when we get to relying on the Holy Spirit, which is a very important key, because, you know, it's the Holy Spirit that reveals, you know, the truth so that people can receive it. You know, so when we start trying to do A, B, and C so that people can receive the message, you know, we try to step in the place of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts people, that illuminates and that reveals. You know, we can do what we were called to do, which is to speak the truth in love, you know, to give the message of reconciliation. But other than that, it's up to the Holy Spirit to work in the hearts of the people. You know, it's up to the Holy Spirit to reveal this thing to them. You know, so all of this trying to do this extra stuff, you know, You know, it's not what's needed. You know, if God has called you to minister the word of reconciliation through the arts and literature, you know, as a Christian MC, then, you know, what I want to encourage you today to do is to continue to represent him, even in an age that is intolerant and even hostile toward the gospel. God bless you, and I pray that you come back next week, every Monday at 6 p.m. And like I said, we are powered by We Inspire Network Radio, WIN Radio. And I just want to say God bless you, and check us out again. Peace.